Now, they might say that you might be influenced by the way I say it, I can't tell you what I would call this thing, because it, you might call it something different. And we just want you to think, particularly if you can see, to think back in your young days, maybe back in rural Catoosa.
Yeah.
If you, some of these, you'll have to go back that far, because we don't even have these things
anymore. Yeah.
And try to think of the word that I'm trying to get, but now some of these things.
Well, excuse me for cutting in. Have you been far enough back to know that this county was once Walker County?
No.
This is a part of Walker.
That the one that is still Walker, that
yeah.
is
yeah.
It was all one county? Was
yeah.
the Whitfield County part of
it? No. I don't believe Whitfield was in it. I think just Catoosa and Walker.
Let me show you my map I have here. This will give you some idea of what we're doing. See, what we did here, we took the map of Georgia and we marked it off in these squares. These are supposed to be 50 miles squares.
Yeah.
And, well, this was my county, you see. I don't have
yeah.
a full, that's Catoosa and a little bit of Whitfield. I had to get my people in this, and we had to have a town of a certain size. And so Ringo was the one that we chose out of here. Now, down here, see, where is Walker County?
Well, it's set up on the west side. It's
that's Floyd. Murray. Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, there it is.
Yeah.
There's Catoosa, and all this was one county.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Whitfield was in it, but I know that Walker was.
Well, how did they get Catoosa? Why did they decide to separate?
I understand it was on account of the courts more than anything else, in fact, the juries. Back then, they didn't have any bridges and not much railroad accommodations in the section, and when they'd have court, if the creeks were up, the jurymen that they'd call from different parts of the county, they couldn't get to wherever they're holding court.
This first one, we'll move along pretty fast through these because we have quite a few and it'll take a while to get them. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
Well, it's right at dark, we'd say about dark. I mean dusk.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you say later this dusk, or you say I expect to see him later this?
Oh, well, everybody says afternoon now.
All right. What do you call the time of day before the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
daylight.
Do you have an expression that you might use that would have sun in it? The word
before sun up.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
sundown.
If there's been a storm and the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, you might say that the weather is
fair, not warm.
If it's clearing off, what would you say about it? You say that the weather looks like it?
Well, I believe it'd say good.
If it's getting better, what would you say? If the weather is improving, you'd say it looks like the weather is
clearing off.
What do you call, there's no right or wrong on these, just whatever you say. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?